Evening, friend. Today is the 18th of June, the year 2011, and we are on the third day of the health retreat in England. And tonight we had a second session for question and answer. We already share a little bit after super about some aspect of genetic disease, as well as the way for treatment some consider chronic disease. And I just recommend the diet for people with chronic disease, especially diabetic, high cholesterol, lipidemia, overweight, hypertension. We should use sprout rice, minimize the refined sugar, the refined flour, and as well as try to use fresh vegetable, pumpkin, carrot, sweet potato, and then flaxseed and chia seed. This is the one. You can open the bag and you see the seed inside. And only 2 teaspoons, I can mix it, the whole bottle.
And 1 teaspoon.
1 to 2 or 3 teaspoons depend on how severe the condition.
Yeah.
Flaxseed,
and then the chia seed. Flax, F-L-A-X.
Oh, flaxseed, yes.
Yeah, and the chia, that is C-H-I-A.
Chia seed.
Yeah.
And what goes in the water?
For the flaxseed, you need to have the machine to grind the grain like the coffee. Yeah, and then we because that one it's hard to chew. It's very sticky. So after we grind that, we can take about 3 teaspoons. We put in a cup, and we have a warm water in. And after about 10 minutes, it will expand out, and you can drink, or you can eat with muslin in the morning, or you can eat with the soup at night to help for all of the cholesterol, heart disease. It has a lot of omega-3, it has essential fatty acid, and it has a lot of fiber.
That's the chia seed.
No, that is the flaxseed.
Yeah,
the flax. Omega-3 and the chia seed, it have a more medicinal property. It's very good. You can.
The only thing with the flaxseed, I particularly find it completely tasteless. So, but you said just put it with muesli.
Yeah, you can put with muesli with soup.
Yeah.
But it's not too hot. We need about 50 or maximum about 60. Central degree,
yeah.
That enough. Higher than that, it will destroy the fatty acid and the vitamin and the omega-3 in there.
Well, if you heat it.
Yeah, if we heat it, no good.
Yeah.
So that's why we had a soup,
yeah.
And then we take the few, about 2 or 3 teaspoons, and we mix with the soup, and that will be okay to eat.
Mean, I know it's got lots and lots of special properties.
Yeah.
How much do you have?
For that one, we can use up to 3 or 4 teaspoons a day.
When you make a mixture.
Yeah. After we grind it, it to the powder, because if we use the whole seed, it's very difficult to chew because it gets stick to your teeth.
Yeah.
How many quantity?
We can grind it in advance for about 3 to 7 days maximum, because if we grind it too much, we lose it, and the omega-3 and the fatty acid, it becomes oxidation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's no good.
Can you use it in a petal of water?
Yes, you can do that, but it take longer time, more effort, but it's better. Yeah, if you have that, you can do with the motor.
And what illnesses does it treat, please?
That's one.
Yeah.
That one, it can use for lipid disorder, can use for cardiovascular disorder, can use for constipation, can use for build up the toxin because it have a affinity to extract the toxin in your GI.
Yeah.
And it have the lubricate affinity. It like it make your GI become more fluent.
Yeah.
So it's a healthy tonic to have anyway.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that it can carry up the supplement.
Yeah.
We can use 2, 3, or 4 teaspoons a day. Even though when people have a high cholesterol or people have a dry skin, eczema, liver disorder, you can use twice a day for breakfast and for supper.
The flax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the chia seed, very good for people with diabetic. Mm. Very easy, simple. But it's very sticky too. Before you can have a cup, you pour about 10 or 15 milliliters of the drinking water and you add on 2 or 3 teaspoons of that seed. You stir it completely and we have the warm or the hot water in slowly.
Yeah.
We stir and we add more hot or warm water. Otherwise, okay, it will clumsy.
Oh.
Because it's very sticky. The jelly surrounding that when it expands and it will stick together.
So not really hot water, just warm?
Yeah, about 50 or 60 degrees, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So which is the chow for?
The flax seed, I gave you the indication already, the chia seed. The chia seed, it can be used the same, but it have a...
constipation, detox and eczema. And the
chow
is for diabetes?
For diabetic, for cholesterol, for cardiovascular disease, for exhausted. Because that will help you have a durable activity.
Right.
Oh, no, that one you can take for long.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can
the
use
it. Can keep taking, because you mentioned 7
that
days.
Means 7 days, that means after you green it. After you grain it, okay, you cannot live long because it will be oxidized by the oxy in the environment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When we leave the whole grain, it oxidizes slower. But when we grain it, okay, it becomes oxidized faster, so it cannot live for more than a week.
Okay.
Yeah, we can use both. Yeah. The other one, you mix it in the muslin for breakfast or in the super for the evening. And the chia seed, you can mix in the ring and you put in the bottle, you can drink like the regular ring.
What does it taste like then?
you can have it later on. You can have a warm water.
Do you drink also the seeds in the end or just the
We drink everything.
Drink everything.
No film, it's not working. The time it stopped.
You need to learn that, Jack.
I keep pressing it, it comes over. Now it doesn't.
Because that is too small, we don't need to do anything.
Right.
Only the flax seed, we need to crush it out because it's very sticky, and our stomach cannot crush it because it's very sticky and it's very hard. Even though when we chew it, it's really sticky. It sticks to our teeth, and it almost slightly. It cannot stay at one place.
So you crush that?
Yeah, we crush that one, but not long about, don't leave it more than a week.
You can buy it already crushed as powder.
No good. Because when you buy it pre-crushed, it already for more than a week already. Okay. So it'll be oxidized already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So better than we buy the whole seed and then we grow at home. If we don't have the machine, we use a motor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can you soak that?
Not too long, because when you put it in the water for too long, it be oxidized too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's very tiny. Yeah, it's very tiny. Yeah.
Or grow your own.
So you drink the water and the seeds.
Yeah. You shake it, you see, and then and you drink. Yeah. Slowly, one sip at a time, every 15 minutes or every half an hour. Yeah. So you need only 500 milliliters on the bottle, and you have 3 teaspoons in there. You can drink for the whole day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I usually treat for the patient around 180 or 200, 220, but just lately I have one patient, he needs surgery, but because the sugar level too high, all the way about 330, but lucky he not get into deep coma yet. But and then he only after a week go back to normal.
Oh wow.
Yeah, go back to normal. The doctor really surprised. In Paris, I have some patient, after 2.5 months, he kicked up all the cholesterol, diabetic medication, and high blood pressure. Only with the brown rice diet, only nothing else. Just with the brown rice diet. And cut half of the dinner. Cut half dinner, and with the brown rice diet after 2.5 months, 2 medication for the blood pressure, 1 for cholesterol, 1 for diabetic, gone.
Yeah.
And the doctor surprised because he think that the medication works real well.
Yeah.
And then the patient okay, give that a whole bunch of medication. After 2 hours at the noon break, the doctor wrote to the patient house and asking, how can you show me where to buy the brown rice and show me the recipe to treat for his own condition.
All in brown rice or for other things as well?
Yeah, other things, but we correct the diet. Like I will show you the diet maybe tomorrow. And next year, we may have the retreat and I will show how to do the shopping, how to do the cooking properly. Yeah.
And with the brown rice, the brown rice you're used to is really dark brown. It has the whole husk. Whereas ours,
the bread,
some of the husk is gone, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But this one, not really the brown rice. One we eat, not really brown rice.
So you said true brown rice, it takes about an hour to cook.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a good one. It's not floppy like this. It's more sticky. The taste is sweeter.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And then it's softer. When you not cook, it's really hard. But after properly cook, you can leave 2 or 3 days. It's still soft. It still smell good. Still taste good. So far that for diabetic and some common disease. We will go deeper in the last day and add more recipes for that one. And now, is there any other question you would like to bring it up for tonight?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. So you go first, yeah.
Do you have any experience?
Chronic fatigue
syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
help? Actually, that condition mainly by our mental stress. Sometimes at the very young age, before the puberty, or sometimes when we be hit at the age when we start to have the new life. That means you get married or you get a new job, something like that. It's too stressful and you are in the depressed state. And our central nervous system is stressed out and it shut down. When it's recovery, it's not full recovery. That's why the energy channel be blocked. When the energy channel be blocked, the qi, the nutrition, cannot flow evenly to the muscle, to the nerve, to the blood vessel. That's why it cannot dilate completely. It not flow evenly, so the patient got run out of energy before they can continue the work, before the natural force can fill up fully. So the recommendation for that, first we need to eliminate any kind of food have a negative effect, like sugar, like processed food. Anyone it been processed, I have no life for. And we let the patient out in the nature more. Practice sitting meditation, walking meditation, or just basically do walking meditation in the nature to come back to ourselves, follow our breath as deep, as slow as possible. And if possible, we combine with yoga or tai chi to stretch the muscle, let the energy channel clear up. And when the patient out in the nature, especially in the morning, the energy, the life force, it's very strong. And when the muscle or the blood vessel relax and the force out there is strong enough, boom, it kick any obstacle block on the way through. And if we can bring that patient in the middle of the strong field, sangha, sitting in the circle, connect hand to hand, we go out, play, we connect together, and the energy of the sangha will synchronize and help to boost up the energy of that person. How old is she?
She'll be 26 in August.
And then most of the time we are be brainwashed, or we have the wrong message. The doctor or the medical system or the family member to say you are the patient, you are the sicker, okay, you are disability. So all of that negative input make the patient think that they are the disadvantaged person, they are disability, okay, they have no capacity, okay, to recover. We have to encourage and let them know that, okay, they have a full capacity for recover. They are the strong person, physically and mentally. But first we have to encourage in the higher level, that means the psychology first. And then slowly let the patient out to the nature. And with the support of the group and all the way encourage in the positive direction. Otherwise it will go downhill. Mm-hmm. Not even that disease, the very simple diabetic or hypertension, when we accept that is a chronic disease and we depend on the medical personnel, we depend on the medication, our immune system will go downhill. And we depend on the medication for life. And it's worse and worse when we get older. when our immune system becomes weaker. That is a very simple condition, and we can correct it very simply. But if we depend on that, and then okay, it's worse. And compared to the other more severe condition, like chronic fatigue syndrome, or multiple sclerosis, or terminal ill of cancer, or HIV, or something like that, it's much more severe. And if we not encourage the patient, and we give the wrong message, the negative message, and that input into the mental state, and the patient become weaker and weaker, and they think they have no way to recover. Beginner, yeah, first time. Mm-hmm.
What? How can you arrive? What are you having during the fasting?
First, you have to have knowledge and the belief.
Yeah.
I've not used the term of fasting. But I use the term of purification.
Right.
Okay? And then secondly, I already share with you the four different kinds of nutriment.
Right.
That means if we, at the same time, we feed our body four different kinds of nutriment at the same time, but different ratio, right? So now, when we do purification, that means we don't want to give the body more solid. So we give, instead of that, we give the liquid. Instead of that, give the body the low level of nutriment. Now we give the body high energy level. So we input less, but the energy come out more. So when you have that belief, you have that knowledge, you feel confident. And when you feel confident, okay, on the worryness disappear. And you just follow the instruction and you will be okay. That is one of the obstacles, the biggest issue for the people practice first time fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of us, when they think about, oh, fasting, that means I don't eat anything. Impossible, right?
It's a bit of, more is...
Right, because most of us didn't know we have four kind of nutriment and four different level of energy. And usually, okay, we think we need to have a food to input every day. When we have a late meal, about 15 minutes, half an hour, for some people, okay, they feel dizzy, angry, and upset, right? So how can we go 1 day or 2 days without anything in our stomach, and we worry, right? We scare. No, if I don't eat anything, I will die. But now we already learned that we have four different kinds of nutriment, and the higher level, the higher energy. Secondly, we know if we not give our body solid food, we can give the liquid, right? So, simple. We just substitute, not abandon, not eliminate that. We eliminate the toxin, but we not eliminate nutrition or the energy. See? Secondly, we know that in our body have a lot of bacteria, a lot of old cells, or abnormal cells. We need to get rid of that. But now this is the opportunity for our body to go around, to use up, to recycle all that one, to clean our body,
yeah,
you see?
Yes.
Yeah. So when we have all of that in mind, so we don't worry that we don't provide anything for our body. Just we substitute this one by the other one. Instead of I drink coffee or wine, now I drink juice. Instead of eat bread or pasta, now eat brown rice. Instead of eat the solid food, now I eat the liquid food. That's it. if we have that, it might so we don't have any worry in it. And we're confident, and that is a first for the support for our fasting purification. And it's simple. It just follow. This is the simplest method. I use only drinking water, some lemon, to make it have a taste and have a smell. Right, easy. And sometimes, okay, if we have more lemon, we can have the sour flavor to help to go to direct into the liver, because the liver it accept the sour flavor. The kidney accept the salty flavor. The spleen accept the sweet flavor. But we need to clean the liver, it's the most important. So that's why we use the sour flavor, that's the lemon. And we use some salt at the osmotic to extract more water into our gastrointestinal tract. So we can use any kind of salt. I'm not recommend the lactulose because that is a sweetener. And according to the Western philosophy, when we do purification, we use osmotic mechanism, so we can use anything. But according to the Eastern philosophy, we not only try to extract the water to pour out the gastrointestinal tract, to extract the material, that means the toxin, we also want to extract the negative air, the cold air stuck in our body. So that's why we need something very yang. And salt is the most powerful sort of yang. The sugar is very zing. So it's no good. With the Western philosophy, okay, but with the Eastern philosophy, I'm not recommend the lactulose, the sweetener. And then we have olive oil or sesame oil for the first days in the evening, because after the first 2 days we already clean up everything about 90% or 80%, depend on how big your belly. So at least it almost empty in the small and in the large intestine. Now on the Thursday evening we start to drink juice, apple juice or grapefruit juice with a little bit salt in there to let all the duct be dilated out. It's softened. So by the time when 9:30 or 9:45 to 10:00, we drink 4 ounces, 120 milliliters of olive oil. We mix with juice and with lemon. So our body normally accept around 30 milliliters of oil. But now, no food, nothing in the stomach, and all of a sudden, it receives a lot of oil. Yeah. The reaction is the gallbladder and the liver have to have capacity to produce real quick a lot of the bile acid. Mm-hmm. And the enzyme to break down. So when it produce real fast and a lot, the high amount, and then it has to push out with that strong force and the high volume, it push out all of the material on the stone, get stuck in there. You see? Otherwise, normally, if we use the small amount, it secretes slowly. The fork is too weak. And if we have a foot in there, it cannot be dilated or the dust, so the big stone cannot get out. Okay, so on the, and then also we use it at night time, not in the daytime, because night time is high for synthesized cholesterol. So when it see a lot of oily fatty substance in here, lye extract a lye, all of the bad cholesterol in our body, because to the conference in here, and then it will be pulled down, get rid out of our body. So it will clean up completely, not only the whole substance, the stone, the material, the ingredient, but also all the bad cholesterol in our body. And after that, on the morning of the 4 days, you can collect the chum, the crystal, because sometimes it have that flow or that purple stone, and the oil will cover around that, and it will float on the top of the toilet bowl.
Just a question.
We need to have a bowel movement. We need to have the bowel movement at least once a day.
Okay, and it's happening.
Yeah, if not, in here, no. I already say very clearly, the note every day. Yeah. If you do not have a bowel movement in the morning,
right,
you should add one more dose of the laxative. That means the salt, the laxative, to get rid of that. Every day we need to have at least one bowel movement. So actually we have many different ways of laxative. We can use naturally the table salt. We can use some herbal medicine. It have a capacity, it have the property for laxative too, like senecot, like some other, the lemongrass leaf. Yeah, we have many different one, but the strongest one is the table salt, the sodium chloride. And every day...
That's the strongest laxative, salt.
Yeah. It only contraindicate in first the patient with high blood pressure not control. Secondly, the patient have the edema, kidney problem for a long time. And thirdly, people allergy to that. Have allergy.
Yeah,
because some people can accept a small amount only. When they have a high amount, they will vomit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we can use the table salt, it's the strongest one. It's not only to help, as I explained, it's not only to help to get rid of the solid material by the osmotic suction. It also helps to suck out, to extract all the negative, the bad air in our body, especially for people with the distension belly or people with arthritis.
What how would you mix it? How much?
That depends, because it, the advantage for this method, and then we are learning to apply mindfulness.
Yeah.
Observe and watch our body reaction. So that's why it's not fixed for everyone. The same that for you. But the first days, we usually have a normal bowel movement without the laxative, right? Because we just ate yesterday.
Yeah.
So the next day, tomorrow, we should have bowel movement naturally. So in case some people stress because of fasting purification, they worry.
Yeah, yeah.
When we have a little bit of stress, depending on how much you have stress, it shut down and it tie up the anus.
Yeah.
We cannot. Even though when we go to the different place, not your home, and okay, you have a stress, okay, tie up.
Yeah.
So in that case, we need only 1 teaspoon. Some people need 5 doses,
wow,
still not going out. Yeah, I have one. My brother, he's English. He lives in London, but he lives in Plum Village. So before last, you know, remember last Monday, have a wake up tour, right?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Pháp Linh.
Pháp Linh.
Oh, no.
English monk.
Pháp Lai. Yeah, okay. Pháp Lai. He very stressed. After 5 dose of table salt and 1 dose of olive oil.
Wow.
He still not get it out. Yeah. So that's what depends. And then from the next day, the second day, it's much harder to get it out because the amount of feces now is less.
Yes.
And the movement of the GI now is slower because we don't eat anything.
Yeah.
So sometimes we need to have a 2 teaspoon or 3 teaspoon. Mm-hmm. You see, so it varies. We have to listen to our body's reaction. That's why I put in here. If you don't have a bowel movement, you just need to add 1 more dose. Yeah. And after 2 or 3 hours, if you don't have that, you add another dose.
Mm-hmm.
The minimum every day we should have at least 1 bowel movement. So for what? Because we need to get it out.
Yes.
So that means the water can go down. If it gets stuck here, okay, the water cannot go down. Right. And it has to penetrate through the intestinal wall and it goes into the bloodstream and it goes out by the urine. It's no good.
Yeah.
We want to clean up the lock intestine. That is the more toxin in here. So every day at least 1 bowel movement. Secondly, some people, they may have the feeling of dizziness or weakness on the second day. Don't worry, because it have at least 2 different mechanisms. The first mechanism at because we stop supply the output, the input, right?
Yeah.
We no longer bring the food from outside in.
Mm.
So the body not know how to adapt to yield the internal energy yet. So this is the time, the intermediate time for switching from the external to internal. But that's not important. The second mechanism is more important because after the first day, it almost empties 70% of all the feces in our intestine. Now, all the organs, they say, oh, now this one clear. All the trash, they dump out. So when every organ, every cell dump out the trap, the toxin, suddenly the toxic level bump up and your body cannot handle that. So that's why it feels tired. We just need to drink more fluid to wash it down. That's it. And if after we drink a lot of fluid to wash out, and you will feel better. And we can add some more honey, a little bit honey, to first to give some sweet, some sugar.
Yeah.
Secondly, to comfort our mind. I give you something.
Yeah,
that is psychologically. Yeah, psychologically, I give you something. Yeah, so it have the psychological effect and the physical effect. So that is the only thing we. Should take in consideration. And every day I will show very detailed the morning, the lunch, and the dinner. And first day, second day, the same thing. For the third day, we do the same thing in the morning and in the afternoon. Only at bedtime, in the evening, we should drink the juice or the laxative to let the duct. The in the gallbladder in the liver dilate and soften, so it gets ready for the oil to get in and for the stone to get out, and that's it. Some people may had a feeling of nausea when we drink this mixture. To make it easy for drinking, we should dilute 120 milliliters of olive oil with about 100 or 120 milliliters of grapefruit juice or apple juice. We had a little bit of table salt in there, and we had a straw. We put in the jar and we shake, and we put the straw and we suck it completely in there. Don't leave on the top of our tongue, because when it hit the top of our tongue, may some people they may have allergy of the smell of the olive oil, so they have the feeling of nausea. But if we put at the end of our tongue, it's not very sensitive to that smell, so we are okay. And that's it. And the next morning we will collect. Next morning we will drink another one to help to suck down more water to get it through easily. And after the 4 days, you feel almost normal. No more hungry, no more tired, and feel lighter, more awake, more alert. And if you exercise regularly, you will feel stronger and more durable. Especially, it's very important during the purification. We need to exercise more and meditate more. Because when we exercise, all the muscles have an opportunity to slide, to crush whatever gets stuck in between the layer. It pushes out. And it also helps the blood flow faster and easier. So all the toxin will be dumped out faster. The body will have more capacity to shed, to detect for all of the no good bacteria or abnormal cell, old cell, and it will destroy or it will recycle all that at the source of protein or nutrition internally. If we not exercise, all the glycogen stored in the muscle, all the fatty acid, all the adipose tissue cannot be burned out, cannot be recycled. So that's why we need to exercise at least 2 hours a day. And also, this is
during the purification.
Yeah. Okay. 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the afternoon at least. The more you exercise, the more energy you have, because it will burn down all of the glycogen stored in the muscle. It will burn out all the adipose tissue. It will recycle all the dead old cell, or bad bacteria.
Isn't it hard to...
No, that's why, okay, we had the wrong method. Now we had to exercise to burn all of that one to provide energy for our body.
Exactly.
If we not exercise, okay, we don't have a calorie.
Yeah.
Because we have no nutrition outside. So now we have to yield internally.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's why, okay,
yes,
most people, okay, yeah, they mess up. Okay,
yeah,
how can I exercise?
Yeah,
I don't eat anything.
Yeah.
But if you don't exercise, they cannot burn out on the glycogen on the adipose tissue.
So the exercise is going to make it available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, especially for people, obesity people,
yeah,
they have the wrong method, the wrong pathway.
Yeah.
Whatever we eat, instead of burning and providing energy for the body activity, it usually goes to synthesize for the storage and for the adipose tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And when the body have a low energy, a low carbohydrate at the global level. Again, it requires to input more. When we eat more, and then okay, instead of burn it out to provide the energy and the glucose for the activity, now it goes to this pathway for storage and convert to adipose tissue. Now is the time to correct the pathway. So that means okay, we just burn all of what's stored in our body. So after we burn out all that one, it will shut down this pathway and it will get used to the upper pathway. That means whatever provide, put it in, has to burn out directly right away to provide energy for the body. So after fasting, it will correct the pathway and no longer for storage, but for direct consuming. The only thing we need to take in consideration, that means we need to meditate more during the purification, to listen to our body, to correct our illusion, to entraining our mind. Because normally we are living in illusion. Our eyes bigger than our stomach. We eat, we swallow faster than we can chew. And our body give the signal, but we ignore. We suppress it. We override the message. But now the time for us to listen to our body, to recognize on the message from our body, so that after we finish the purification, we can have a new life, a correct, at least less illusion, but not completely unlike yet. Hopefully, okay, we can have enlightenment during the time of purification. But be careful. Everything I share, we always follow the middle way, because we are living in a relative world. If we not pay attention, if we go to any extreme, we will get in trouble. Because the good benefit of purification is clean up our body, right? Get rid of the toxin, get rid of whatever obstacle, obstruction. But the negative effect will have the same if we not careful after we finish the purification. Why is that? Before fasting for purification, we have a lot of mucus stick around our intestinal wall. So the fan, the filter, very thick, right? So if the nutrition not get through, we eliminate that. The same token, the toxin still be blocked. But after purification, on the filter, the fan here be removed. Mm-hmm. Now it's only one very thin intestinal wall. So if we eat the same amount like before, that means our eye bigger than our stomach. We will gain in weight faster than before. That's why people fail. Most of the losing weight program fail because they don't know this. And because they don't meditate during the purification time to listen to their body, to training their mind. You see, that's why it's very important for meditate, to train your mind to listen to your body and to correct on the wrong pathway. And the same token, if we still follow the old diet, that means we need to have the stimulant, we need to have the ingredient, the spicy, the bad food, the bad drink, coffee, wine, or any processed food. That means it have a toxin in there. Now the barrier no longer there, the filter no longer there. The toxin boom get through easily, so you get toxic right away. The level going up, and your body now is clean. It purified already. It not get used to handle like before, and you get sick because boom, the toxic level go up too fast. See, so that's why we need to listen to our body and train our mind during that time by meditation. And if we're doing that properly, okay, we are the new person, and we enlighten the insight and the wisdom coming out from that. See? So be careful. That's why the whole process of purification, the first 3 days, it accounts for about 25%, because the most people fail. They fail within the first 3 days. The second day is the hardest one. The first day nothing, but the second day, because the body have a low energy input and the toxic level going high, so they usually fail on the second day. Sometimes, okay, they fail on the third day because the body slowly adapt to the new state. But if we pass the first 3 days, after that, easy. That's why the first 3 days, it accounts for 25% of the process. And doesn't matter how long you go, 7 days, 10 days, 14 days, 21 days, or 6 weeks at 5. I give my patients 6 to 7 weeks. Almost account for only 25% more. So the first half of purification process 50%, and the first 3 days account for 25%. And after we break the fast, we resume the eating. The first week account for about 25 to 30%. And if you can prolong that for month to year, it get another 20 to 25%. Otherwise, after a week, you either get sick or you get gain weight real fast. And that means we fail. We totally fail. Fail it much worse than the fail the first 3 days. Yeah, because the first 3 days you're not gaining weight, you're not get sick because the toxin get through your body. But after the fast, the nutrition get in faster, gaining weight faster, and also not because it have no barrier. The food coming in from the top of our mouth, our nose, our tongue, after we fast, after we clean up, the butt become more sensitive. We smell very tiny, far away, very sensitive. So it absorb, it extract right away. When we eat, after 7 days or 10 days, it empty. Now we taste it so good, even though only a little bit potato or a very tiny bread without butter, without honey, without anything. Oh my, it's so delicious, right? So that's why we feel much better, greater when we eat after purification. And we have a tendency to eat more. And then down here, no more barrier, no more filter, get to faster. and also the digestive fluid before it gets stuck a lot. Now everything clean. I see the food coming, I secrete more fluid, enzyme fluid. You get in, I get it out right away.
Right.
So no delay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's why, okay, you get fat, you gaining weight real quick.
Is there
The best time is during the spring and the summer. Yeah, because the spring is the time for development. And also the spring is the time for the liver, because liver representative for the tree, for the plant, for the green, for the sour flavor. That's why if we fast, or if we purify during the springtime, we had the support from the nature. Yeah. Actually not really. Because the first time when I do fasting, 1987, 24 years ago, 2 weeks, I'm still teaching, still help my patient. And you know, in Vietnam, we don't have an escalator. Wow. We had to climb up. And my classroom on the third floor, on the other building, and I received a patient on the second floor of the other building. So we had to run back and forth at least about 50 times a day.
Your exercise.
So, and then not only myself, I give long distance training for the patient. Because after, for example, after the teaching tour, right, and now I encourage you and you say, okay, this is the time for you to fast, and then okay, you go ahead and you're doing that. Sometimes you have two or three people nearby and encourage at the group to support for each other, but sometimes only one person. So they have to email me or they have to call me to ask me anything going wrong or to have more energy to support for them. Right now I still have two or three patients. That's why I say, okay, I cut. I have no telephone, I have no internet for the last 5 days. Oh my goodness, why my teacher disappeared? But I hope they're doing okay. Because I have some elderly patient over 70.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, after the purification, they improve a lot. Yeah, the stomach problem, the liver problem, or the insomnia, all kind of disorder in the GI. Okay, they clear after 10 days, so they're really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I have one patient in Marseille, in France, she smoked 2.5 packs a day for more than 35 years.
Wow.
I just have her fast only 1 day, and I yield the energy for acupressure only one time. And I encourage her after 4 days, she quit smoke. She cried and the whole family so happy, they crying of happiness. And another lady, she had to follow me from Marseille to Grenoble to Bonneville for 10 days because she's 72 years old and she have a stomach problem, liver problem, and the nose problem with the polyp in that. So she followed me 10 days to finish the fast. And after that, okay, she went home and she continued for 2 more days. So actually, this is still a good time for you to purify your body.
Did you know about the eclipse? The sun, the moon is in front of the sun. I wonder if that is a good
thing. Not really. Yeah, not really, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
But after, okay, you fasting, then you follow the after
fasting. Actually...
For the rest of your life.
Yes.
The first 3 or 4 days.
Yes.
It's important because we need to let our digestive system get back to work slowly. Because after you clean up, right? And all the barrier now gone.
Yes, yeah.
So if we eat too much, too fast, it will damage. Right? And this one, the same thing. After it clean up everything, if you eat too much, it has to secrete more. And then it not get ready.
Yeah.
It look like we not start our engine during the winter before urea. And then also, we need to correct our diet.
Yes.
Before purification, we may eat everything because we don't know. We drink coffee, we eat refined sugar, refined flour, and a lot of cake, a lot of sugar, a lot of ingredient, something like that. But and after we purify our body, we need to know which one is a good one. And after the meditation, listen to our body, we know which one is a good one and which one is no good. For example, Jeff, he ate too much bean today, and it stands, it have a gas being up, you feel uncomfortable. So you know, okay, that is my body not cannot accept that much. Okay? So we listen and we change our diet. And also we need to cut about 30% of the meal after purification. Because everything we eat now, we get straight. It no more barrier to block that one. So we have to cut that one. Even though when you want to gain weight, because some people, they cannot gain weight. They have no energy because it's too much barrier. Right? It's too much barrier to block the nutrition to get through. So after purification, they want to gain weight, but still gain weight slowly. Yeah, gain weight slowly. So what's your diet? What's your weight? And listen to your body. Especially, I recommend to you the yang product for the first week. Yeah, so it will have the foundation in your intestinal wall and inside the organ, the cell. So whatever, in case we cannot control our appetite, our old habit, we eat something wrong, it still have something to prevent it get deeper inside the cell. Yeah. So for the first week, it's important. I think it's full.
I think it's full.
It needs purification.
Oh, you need to call your wife tomorrow to bring another.
I asked. I phoned her already.
Yeah.
She's going to bring one.
Alright. Alright, so that is for the purification. Let's see, anything else?
Do you mean on...
Or
do you mean about purification?
I don't have the message in here for the English version. But remember, the Buddha taught the biggest victory is the victory of yourself. So this is a training period, especially for our mind, not only our body, but it is very important to train our mind to listen to our body, to minimize the illusion. Yeah, that is the main message. And also during the purification, our body will learn or practice to yield higher level of nutrition, because we don't provide the first level of food, right? So it had to go around to search to detect for any unwholesome organism.
Mm.
Cell, dead cell, old cell, abnormal cell, or any organism, no good. It will get rid or it will recycle. So that means it has to clean up our universe by itself and balance it by itself. Secondly, automatically it had to go to search for the higher nutrition level by the sand. That's why we used to do during the spring or the summer, because we had a colorful, we had a breezy air, we had a fresh air, right? So that we will go through the first five sand organ. During the fall or during the winter, we don't have that support, you see? And then meditation, dry up our mental and spiritual life. So that is the period of time to train our mind and our body, but more important is our mind. So that is the big victory in our life.
Thank you. Sorry if this question took.
All right, so we break now, and we'll get ready for the new food tonight.